Well, Heather, there's been a lot going on across Escanaba this week. There's been a lot of things leading up to the Waterfront Art Festival. People walk through the downtown area. I live downtown. You know, you hear music, you see that the farmer's market, there was extra things. So there's been classes, hasn't there? There's been a lot of events.
Yeah, we've been doing Art Week all along with the DDA, and we've been having some classes down at the marketplace. And tonight we have the Sip and Paint and the Greek Folk Dancing tonight. And it's all leading up to the Waterfront that is happening on Saturday from 10 to 4 in the park.
Let me tell you, I've been here on the radio in Escanaba for 29 years, and the Waterfront Art Festival has been there, I think, almost every year that I've been here.
I absolutely. It has been going on for, I believe it's been going on for 53 years. It's been actually in existence longer than the Boniface has actually been in existence, which is really kind of an interesting history fact that we have going on here. So we're really excited about the Waterfront this year. We have 47 vendors that are going to be there providing us with all different arrays of art. We've got pottery, and we've got 3D art. We've got pictures and paintings, and we've got some fabric art going on. It's going to be a really great show. We have the art raffle tent that people will have an opportunity to purchase some raffle tickets and put some tickets in some buckets on the prizes that they like, and all of those art raffle items are donated from the artists that are participating for the Waterfront. We also have the youth art tent. We have 16 youth artists that are going to have their wares on display and for sale for the public this weekend. We're really excited about having them continue with us.
There's some people that this is the only show that they show in, right?
That's correct. We have a half a dozen artists that this is the only show that they do, but we have a lot of new artists this year that are coming from Lower Michigan and Wisconsin, and I think we even have one coming from Florida this year.
For those who have never been, describe the atmosphere and what it's like, especially if you get a nice day and it's sunny and the lake is there and all that.
It's supposed to be absolutely beautiful this weekend. It's going to be in the 80s. It's going to be sunshine. It's going to be an outstanding breeze coming off the lake. And if you've never been to the Waterfront Art Festival, I have to say that somebody described it last year that came from one of the boat tours that we had here that was coming through Escanaba. They said it was but what America should be. It's pure Americana. We have all of the artists out. We have kids that are playing in the park with bubbles. We've got the Remnants Barbershop Quartet strolling through the vendors, singing in the morning and serenading people as they're purchasing their art. We have the Escanaba City Band that plays from 11 to 12 o'clock. We have a folk artist group this year. The Morski family is going to be performing from 12:15 to 1:30. And then I have another folk artist that is going to be coming in from Minnesota that's going to be playing from 2 to 4. And he's very well known in the area, Drew Peterson. He used to play with the Dead Pigeons and has been doing concerts here in Escanaba for many years. It's just, it brings a whole sense of good, wholesome family fun down to our park for the day. And we really love seeing all the happy faces. The kids are playing with the balloons. They're playing with the bubbles. They're just enjoying the day down there.
Well, Heather, we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for doing this.
I'm excited to see you all down there. And thank you very much for taking time to talk with me.